Okay, Carlos, jumping into game two of this four-game set against the Pittsburgh Pirates. All of a sudden, as good as things were going in June, things have leveled out a little bit. Mets have lost three in a row. Things like this are inevitable in 162 games. How's that room feeling?
Not a secret, you know. It's been a little rough the past few days here, but the guys will continue to show up. The guys will continue to prepare and go out there and compete, you know, understanding that it's part of a long season, that you're going to go through some ups and downs. We've been through it before, and I'm pretty sure, you know, we'll come out of it and pretty soon, you know. Probably a combination of a lot of things. Ran through a couple of good starting pitching. And then, you know, or not getting big outs when needed. That's baseball, you know, and now we get an opportunity to go out there and play another one today.
The big outs when needed. Edwin Diaz is now back in that bullpen and available. Because he didn't really have that much game intensity between, is today almost a definite we'll see Edwin at some point, or do you feel confident that you could save him for maybe tomorrow or Monday?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. I was talking to him earlier today just to see, hey, you feel like you need a pitch? And his response was, not really. He just threw a live BP the other day, even though it's not the same intensity, it's not the environment and things like that. But I don't think we're there yet today. Hopefully he pitches today. That means we got the lead in the ninth, and then he can go out there and get the last three out of the game. So,
a couple times this year you've been able to see somebody make their major league debut. We talk about Dednell Nunez being just one of the names. You've got Eric Orsi now in that clubhouse, who spent, I think, 107 appearances at AAA. He was at the doorstep for a very long time. What have you done talking to him, and what kind of usage we might see from Orsi?
Yeah, look, what a great story. You know, proud of him, the fact that he's a big leaguer now, especially what he went through into life, you know, and then just continue to face adversity and just keep going. And then for him to be here at the big league level, what a great story. Really good job by him, by player development. So this is a guy that's been throwing the ball well, put himself in the map, in the conversation, and here he is. The split is his pitch, you know. We know he's going to use that. He's been a little bit of a reverse guy, you know, being better against lefties than righties. But he's, you know, he throws strikes. He's not afraid. I was around him a lot in spring training. Pretty smart, likes to talk, great kid. So I'm just excited to have him here.
With David Peterson pitching today, I wonder how much you take from just watching the Pirates last night. It felt like just the Golden State Warriors hit 53s and they win the game and, okay, move on to next. But how much do you look at the at-bats the Pirates had early in the counts against Severino and think, okay, Peterson, they might be more aggressive today than we're used to?
Yeah, look, every team is different. We just got done facing a pretty aggressive team with the Nationals, right? And they showed that yesterday against Sevy. The game plan was pretty obvious when they came out swinging at his fastball. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do the same here against Speedy. But again, at the end of the day, you have to stay aggressive. You have to get a strike one, whether it's with the fastball, with the breaking ball. And that's something that we didn't do yesterday, you know, as far as like mixing our breaking ball early in the count. So we'll be ready for it. Obviously, we'll talk to the catchers. We'll talk to Petey and put together a really good game plan. And, you know, it's now got to go out there and execute.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.